Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. Today's title is on Why Did I Do It to Myself? Take two. It's not because I'm recording it the second time. You'll understand once I share why I need to do take two. Why did I do it to myself? The day started wonderful. I got up early. I got to work early, so much earlier that Bruce and I had time to do the recording of the rosary. And it wasn't just for the recording. It was because we actually could spend time praying together. And as I was saying the Our Father and I was saying the Hail Mary as we went through the rosary of the day, I really felt close to God. I felt, reflecting back later, I felt I was in my happy place. I was peaceful. I was calm. I was centered on God. I was focused. And then the day just went downhill. Not because of any fault from God or because I prayed, but because I, sinful me, didn't keep God focused in my life. Didn't do the thing that I desire so much, to practice His presence the whole day. Things just happened. You know when things go wrong, or you get news that you didn't want to hear, and it, you know, it's what your plans fall apart, what you hope for the day don't happen. Just everything then after that just seemed to come up with problems. We are building a house, and they've been delayed for already 5 months because they don't have workers. And then they've told us 2 weeks ago that they were going to start. And it gets a bit exciting, like they're going to start. And every day we drive out and no one's there. Every day we drive out and no one's at the block. The bricks have arrived, but no one's doing any work. So Bruce finally then rings the company and they say, oh, yes, that he was supposed to arrive on this day, but something's come up, but he'll arrive soon. And on the soon time frame that they gave us, still hadn't arrived. And I, for the day, was grumpy. I was impatient. I was peeved. Now, thank goodness Bruce spoke on the phone and very calmly just said, okay, that's fine. Because we understand it's often when you speak to someone, it's someone in the office. They're not the actual workers on the site. They're just the administration. So if you get annoyed with them, it's not their fault. But I was just peeved. And then something else that I wanted to do didn't work. And then just, I could list all these things that came up. You know, I went to the shops looking for something, wasn't there. I wanted to pick up some dry cleaning and the lady had said she'd been very busy. It wasn't ready. Just silly things, but it just got me more and more annoyed. I was just frustrated. Sad to say, though, but I didn't listen to the little voice of, you know, the Holy Spirit talking to me saying, what are you doing? Calm down. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, when I actually sat and had my prayer time and reflected upon my day, I wasn't happy with myself. I was so frustrated, but I think I was more frustrated with my actions and myself than anything. And that's what I built upon the whole day. Instead of saying, Lord, I'm frustrated, I didn't act well, and starting again then, I just built again more upon my own frustration. Now, I know it states that Paul the Apostle, felt the same way. In Romans chapter 7, verse 15 says, I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, sin dwells within me. The last part of verse 17, sin that dwells within me. And I started reflecting upon, I do have a sinful nature. I do wrong. I do not live the way I desire to live. But our God is the God of the second chance, the second take. Actually, it's the third, the fourth, the 77 times seven take. You know, when his apostles came to him, his disciples, and said, how often should we forgive? And he turned to them and said, 77 times seven. I wonder if he said it like that because he knew that they were fishermen, not necessarily fully educated. Maybe they didn't understand mathematics. So they wouldn't have known what 77 times seven was, but they knew it was a large number. And as we know, he was trying to tell us, forgive them every time. God forgives us every time. And so at the end of the day, upon reflecting upon my day, I came to the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me. Why did I do it to myself? I was so happy and content when I had you for focus. But I forgot to bring you into my day. I forgot to listen to the Holy Spirit who was speaking to me. I was just ignoring him. I was building more frustration upon more frustration. But you tell us, your mercies are new every morning. So I came to you once again and said, Lord, as I sleep, wash over me. Forgive me my day. And come and be merciful tomorrow for me. So I want to encourage you. You've got a second chance, a second take. Don't do it to yourself like I did. Bring the Lord into your day, every part of your day. Because then you'll walk peaceful and calm. You won't be frustrated like I was. And even if things don't go well, you know that God can turn all things around. God can bring you peace amongst the storms of life. Don't forget that like I did. So be encouraged today. God gives us second chance. Thanks for listening.